What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, founder and head coach of the league, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is you are not a victim. You are the leader. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. All right, so I had this interesting conversation with a family member of mine. Don't know if they want me to mention them, so I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna play it safe. And they're going to work every day and they're experiencing this idea of office politics, which, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely have experienced some form of office politics in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, she is basically going to work every day and miserable, absolutely miserable, because, you know, things aren't happening in her favor. And now she is extremely talented, probably the best in her field. And that's no exaggeration. She's probably the best at what she does. Finding somebody to hire that is as good as her with the background that she has, that as much of a team player as her, is probably going to be either really difficult or impossible, to say the least. So, and yet, she is still, and you know, I've been through a lot of these office politics myself, and it's very obvious she's being managed out. She's being treated unfairly, even though she's done nothing wrong. She's done everything she's supposed to do. She's crushing. That's just the way office politics run. And that's not really what this podcast is about. I just want to give you some context. What it's about is she was going to work every single day and miserable. She was miserable to the point where finally I see her and she's like, hold on. She goes to the bathroom. I'm like, she comes back out. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I had to throw up. It's bothering her so much and affecting her so much that she had to throw up. You ever had something like that in your life where things are stressing you out so much? Now, she's a very mentally tough person. So to watch it is difficult, right? And I've been in her exact situation. I was with one of the biggest coaching companies in the real estate industry, and I had to go through the same exact thing. Where, you know, this treatment that just wasn't how you wanted it to be, this office politics, and it would literally make me sick. I would have heart palpitations. It was so bad. And that's where I learned this coaching session I want to give you today. And that's this. The reason that you have the throwing up effect, it starts to become physical. All slumps start mental. And all it really comes down to is a choice. So I'll give you an example. I thought to myself, you know what? This is what I do for a living. I coach and I train, right? I help people in moments like this. So I said, I wanna sit down and have dinner with you. She goes, okay. So we sit down, we have dinner, and I have a conversation with her. It's essentially a coaching session in disguise. And the next day she goes to work and I text her. I'm like, how you feel? She's like, I feel amazing. And then after work, I see her and she's like, I'm incredible. I'm doing great. What changed? Same environment, same context, same appearance of the outcomes that are coming, yet living a powerful, fulfilled, amazing, on fire life. And then she's like, you know what happened? I made a call because I was doing my job still before I, you know, before what happens. And I connected with somebody who said, oh my God, we think you're like one of the best in the industry. You should come work for us. And then all of a sudden she got a reply back on this other job that she applied for. And all these amazing things started to happen. What was the difference? Circumstances were the same. The difference was how she experienced it. And how she experienced it was her choice. Nobody can make you feel anything. Guys, nobody can make you feel anything. Nobody can take away your power without your permission. The only time somebody can take away your power is when you choose to be a victim. When you choose that life is happening to you, it's not happening for you, I can't believe it shouldn't be this way, this is terrible, oh my God, poor me. And that puts you into a state, it literally will affect your physical well-being. When you got to understand something, like, and I'm going to get heavy on you for a minute, so I hope this is okay with you. I'm going to get heavy on you for a minute, because this is one of the conversations I had with her. I said, what are you so worried about? She's like, well, if this happens, then that happens, then this happens. And, you know, this all this stuff's going to happen to me. I'm like, hey, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're going to die. Now, when I say that, especially if I'm on stage and I say it, people flinch. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. I don't know what you're flinching for. The number one cause of death is birth. Everybody that's born dies. Every single person. And my point to her was this. One day you're going to die. And you're going to be pissed off that you allowed them to take your happiness. That you allowed them to take your power when you totally had the power to go, nah, screw you. I don't really care what you do. You're going to do what you do. I'm going to control the things that I can control and let whatever happens happen. Because when you do that and you hold on to your power, you handle those situations in a much more powerful way. But if you become a victim, you let them take away your power. Now you have no options. Now you have to hope that the external circumstances work in your favor for you to be successful. Screw that. Don't ever let somebody else have the power to dictate your success. Anybody. And nothing is worth sacrificing your happiness. In sports, we call it look good, feel good, play good. When you feel good, you play good. When you feel like crap, you play like crap. So the question I have for you on this Find a Way Daily is, where in your life or where in your business are you giving away your power? Because it's you giving it away. If you don't have it, it's you giving it away. You can keep it at any time. Nobody can make you feel anything without your permission. Nobody can do anything to you without your permission. Where in your business or life are you giving away your power? And what would happen to you? What kind of results would you get if you claimed your power back and then you owned it and you decided nobody ever takes this from me again? Because I only got one shot at this for all we know, right? That's a whole nother podcast about, you know, death and dying and all that kind of stuff. But what I want you to get is your time is limited. Don't ever let anybody take your happiness. And when you do that, when you own your power, when you claim and own your power, the results you will get effortlessly just by doing that are phenomenal. They'll be incredible. And I hope you see the results, okay? So my challenge to you is to write in your journal and figure out where in your life you're doing that. Maybe it's in everything. Maybe you're kind of giving away your power in everything and you are not accepting that you're the damn leader. You're not a victim. You're the leader. You're acting like you're the follower. Start being the leader. Where in your life do you need to start being the leader? Take back your power and claim it and own it, okay? Hope this message finds you. Hope this message served you at a high level. If you're not following me on stuff, go to Facebook, go to YouTube, follow me on this podcast, share it with somebody that you think could use it. And I hope it's serving you at a high level. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life, guys, and be committed, ruthlessly, relentlessly committed to finding a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.